Before I begin with a few words that I feel are befit for me to mention in front of you, please can we all together with love from the sincerity of our hearts send salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'adil al-judi wal-karam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Rufaqai millat, Bukhari Sharif mein ek hadith aisi hai ke Rasool Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya کہ اے میرے صحابہ اترون ما ارا کہ کیا تم دیکھ رہے ہو جو میں دیکھ رہا ہوں. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst on a hill he says to the صحابہ اکرام کہ do you see what I see, کیا تم وہ دیکھ رہے ہو جو میں دیکھ رہا ہوں. تو صحابہ کرام نے عرض کی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم ہمیں وہ نہیں نظر آتا جو آپ کو نظر آ رہا ہے. تو رسول اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ انی لأرى الفتن کہ انڈیڈ آئی سی ٹرائلز اینڈ ٹریبیولیشنز آئی سی فتن فتن از دا پلورل آف فتنہ اینڈ لأرى الفتن مینز آئی سی ناؤ. The lam with the fatha on it, it indicates that it's specific for the present tense. Yani the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I am seeing now in this present moment that in the future fitna will fall. He says taqa'u khilala biyutikum kamawaqi al-qatar. I see the fitna falling into your houses khilala biyutikum. آپ کے گھروں کے اندر گھس رہے ہیں جیسے آسمان سے بارش برستی ہے. In the same way as rain falls from the sky, in the same manner I see fitna falling into your homes. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of this. And it is نہایت افسوس کی بات ہے کہ آج کہنا پڑتا ہے کہ اتنے فتنے ہیں کہ ہم سوچتے ہیں کہ ہمارے بچے ہو گئے تو ان کا کیا حال. It's very unfortunate that we are here today, and alhamdulillah we have our parents who have taught us the right path. They have taught us that this is the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala. But unfortunately a time has come where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a man will walk past a grave, he will say, Ya laytani kuntu makana. He will say, how I wish I was in your place. How I wish I was in your place, for you have died with iman. And we are here still in this world and there are so many fitnas. And they are attacking our iman. Will I die with iman? I don't know. There is so many fitnas. Would you believe that just yesterday I was sent an audio clip and I was informed by a few friends of mine that this is what the Sheikh Hanif, Harun Hanif from Liverpool is saying, who is regarded as a Sunni scholar. He is regarded as a Sunni scholar and so many of our Sunnis follow him. I heard the audio clip and he says to me that he was present there and as soon as he heard this, he left. He says, I left. He said in his speech that this sectarianism, Barelvi, Devbandi, Wahhabi, Shia and all these differences, this is all a disease in your heart. This is all a disease in your heart. We are all one. Everybody loves the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their own way. The Barelvis have their own way. The Devbandis have their own way. The Shias have their own way. He says, we are all one. We should all pray namaz behind everybody. Anybody who says, La ilaha illallah, then he is a believer and we should pray namaz behind him. This is a Sunni scholar saying this today. And our children, our youngsters are going behind these people. They run after these people. They love these people. They love these people. They give them preference over the scholars from the subcontinent. They say that these are better scholars. And our people are following these people who are teaching people that whoever says La ilaha illallah, then you should pray namaz behind him. He is a Muslim. You must not call him a kafir. You must not separate from him. Think to yourself that your children who are growing up, or those friends and family of yours who are going behind these people and following these people, they believe it. They are believing it. And the children that are growing, these are the fitnas that they are going to face. That it is, we are all Muslims. Has anybody heard of the Oman message? Where great scholars from Syria, Yemen, Misr, Egypt, all over the world have signed this agreement that from now on we don't regard any of the other sects as kafir. We all regard each other as Muslims and we respect each other's sects. So the Sunnis are respecting the Shias. They respect their beliefs. Ma'adallah, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, he's a person who signed the contract, who signed this agreement. A scholar who we thought was a great scholar, a Sunni scholar. The Habaib from Yemen, they signed it. They signed it. So everybody is wrong now. All the Barelvis are wrong, for they regard every other sect as wrong, and they only regard themselves as correct. This is what's happening. Look in Preston, the Ahl-e Hadith have opened their markaz here. The Ahl-e Hadith have opened their masjid here, and many people are going to that masjid. What have we done to stop that? Nothing. Nobody knew this was happening. It's happened now, and there are people who are going to this masjid. There are Sunni people who go to this masjid, unfortunately. Our young lads, who go to this masjid, they say the Muslims, they say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dr. Tahirul Qadri, he has spread so much fitna. We've seen what he's done. Look at the Ahl-e Hadith, these people who have opened the masjid here, the very Ahl-e Hadith who published the books of Hadith. You know the books of Hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Sharif, all these Hadith books, they remove the Hadith that support the fiqh, they support the Hanafi madhab, and they publish them again and present them as Bukhari Sharif. This is Abu Dawud Sharif. In Abu Dawud Sharif, there was a hadith narrated 6 times that the hands should be folded below the navel, like the Hanafis do. And this was the evidence of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, and it was stronger than any other evidence that anybody brings above the navel or on the chest. But these hadith have gone missing. There's versions of Abu Dawud Sharif now published in Pakistan that don't have these hadith in them. They're missing. And when you look at the previous publications, they're there. New publications, they're not there. The Sunnis are not publishing the book. The Ahl-e Hadith are publishing these books. So these are the fitnas that are coming above amongst us. And our children who are in this world, who are young, they have to grow up to do all these fitnas. What will happen to them? We need to think to ourselves. And the truth is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to his Sahaba kiram, he said, اِئْتَمُّوا بِي لِكَيْ يَأْتَمَّ بِكُمْ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. You follow me so that the people who come after you, they follow you. You follow me, تُم میری پیروی کرو تاکہ تمہارے بعد والے تمہاری پیروی کریں. What does that mean? It means that, oh my Sahaba, you do what I do and accept and adopt my style and manner and my habits and all my etiquette, so that the people who come after you, they follow your manners, your style, they adopt your etiquettes, they don't adopt mine. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't say that so that they follow me as well. He says so that they follow them, they follow you. You understand what I'm saying? So you follow me so that the people that come after you, they follow you. And then the people who come after them, follow them. And this continues until the day of judgment. The people who come after them, they follow them. The people after them, they follow them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, teaching the Sahaba that adopt my style and manner and my tariqah so that the people who come after, they follow you lot. Those people who come after, they follow them. ताकि जो तुम्हारे बाद आए वो तुम्हारी पैरवी करें, ये नहीं फरमाया कि मेरी पैरवी करें, तुम्हारे बाद वाले तुम्हारी पैरवी करें, उनके बाद वाले उनकी पैरवी करें, उनके बाद वाले उनकी पैरवी करें, ये सिलसिला कयामत तक जारी रहे। मतलब ये है, द मीनिंग इज दैट वी शुड फॉलो द उलमा ऑफ आवर टाइम हु फॉलोड द पीपल बिफोर देम, वी शुड फॉलो द उलमा ऑफ आवर टाइम हु फॉलोड द उलमा बिफोर देम, who followed the pious predecessors. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And this he sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us so that we could protect our faith. And it is a fact, those people who have remained amongst those ulama and connected to those ulama ikram, who remain steadfast on the path of those who came before them, they are protected. And that is why we are protected today, because our parents did that. Our parents stuck by the great ulama ikram, who remained steadfast on the maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza, those who came before. Imam Ahmad Raza, the one who stayed steadfast upon the maslak of the people who came before. So our parents did that for us, and that's why we, alhamdulillah, are on that path, and we recognize the path, and we carry on walking on that path, and we believe in them, ulama. But we have to keep that connection with the ulama ikram, because it is with the company of the ulama and the sahba of the ulama that we remain protected. But those people who start moving away from the ulama, from that group, then they are like that sheep that has moved away from the group. It becomes prone to the attacks of the wild animals. And that's what happens. When that person separates from amongst the group of the ulama ikram and from that connection, then he becomes a target. He becomes an easy target for the fitnas that are around us in this world. And that fitna takes that person. Look at the life of a person in the UK at the moment. Person goes to work. In the morning, he comes back. Sometimes just before the evening starts, some people come back in the evening. They don't have time. They don't have a lot of time here. The quality of life, I don't know for many people, but from what I've seen, is not good here. And people do not have the time to engage with ulama and sit with them and spend some time with them so that they can do something in order to protect their faith and protect their iman. There's no time for that. And when the weekend comes, people have duties with their families, and therefore they can't provide that time. There are people who can provide a bit of time, but in that time, where do we find the ulama? Where do we find those who remain steadfast on the path of those who came before? Because fitna has become so widespread. Majority of the people we find, or maybe not majority, maybe less than majority, maybe majority of those who are steadfast. But from what I've seen, it is hard to find the ulama who have remained steadfast on the path of those who came before. The path of the people like Mufti Azam e Hind radiallahu anhu. The path of people like Sadr al-Sharia alayhi rahma, the path of people like Huzur Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, who have remained steadfast on their path. Those are the people that we need to follow. We need to stay with them, stay amongst them, because this is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us when he said, "Ittammu bi likay ya'tamma bikum man ba'dakum." And this hadith is a translation of the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri minkum." And follow the Ulil Amr. Ulil Amr are those people who remain steadfast on those who were before, on the path of those who came before. The Sahaba Ikram, amongst them were the Ulil Amr, and they are the ones the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying to, "Ittammu bi likay ya'tamma bikum man ba'dakum." Follow me so that the people after you follow you. And the Quran is saying, follow Allah, follow the Rasul, and follow the Ulil Amr. But who are the Ulil Amr? The Ulil Amr are the Fuqaha Ikram. Those fuqaha kiram who remain steadfast in that chain of following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they continued to follow those who came before. Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu was one of them. And the surprising thing is that everybody accepts that Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu was a great scholar. Even Sheikh Harun Hanif accepts that. Yet he says that those people who regard each other as non-Muslims and label a nominal Muslim as a non-Muslim, do the act of takfir, then there's a disease in their heart. So anybody who says La ilaha illallah, then he is a Muslim. You can pray namaz behind him. This is a fitna. And the reason why this is a fitna is because these people are those who are praising people like Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu, where our youth think that, look, he follows our same imams, he has the same beliefs, and then you go and sit in their dars, and this is what they're teaching. They're teaching people that we should accept Qadianis. Because Qadianis say La ilaha illallah. They do say La ilaha illallah. There's a person from Holland, from Amsterdam, who I was informed that after listening to that dars, he says that there are so many masjids in Amsterdam made by Qadianis. There's loads of Qadiani masjids in Holland. He says that I was always told not to go to that masjid, but after listening to this dars, now I know that I can go to this masjid and pray namaz behind them. Pray namaz behind the Qadianis. This is what people are learning from this. You have to be very careful in the words you choose when you speak about the differences amongst the people. I understand that everybody has differences, and there's academic manners and ways of resolving them issues. But there are sometimes you just have to accept. You have to agree to disagree. You disagree with me, and that's the way it is. We disagree. We can't just try and say, okay, no, we still agree. Everybody's the same. We can't do that. Look at the way of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala in the battle of Karbala. Okay? Why did Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala fight in the battle of Karbala? Kyo jang ladi Karbala ke maidan mein Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala ne? Kya wajah thi? What was the reason? The reason was that Yazid was asking for the hand in unity from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala ke hum muttahid ho jaye, ek ho jaye. Aap apna haath mere haath mein de do. This was the Yazid ki mang thi. Tum mere haath mein apna haath de do. Why did Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu not give his hand? Kyo haath nahi diya apne? Bhai, Yazid fasiq tha. He was a fasiq. That's what he was regarded as. Later on, the fatwa of kufr came on him. But at that time, the fatwa of fisq was on him. Fisq, he used to allow alcohol. He used to allow those things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forbidden. He had allowed people to practice them. And apparently he practiced them himself. So Yazid was a fasiq. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala refused to put his hand in the hand of Yazid to show that he has united with Yazid, simply because he was a fasiq. And people today are asking us to put our hand in the hand of the Devbandis and the Shias and the Qadianis and the Ahli Hadith who disrespect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have they forgotten what Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did in the Maidan of Karbala? Chalo, haath mat do. Bhag jao, chup jao, kuch bhi karo. But Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala didn't run. He didn't hide. He sacrificed the lives of children. Bachcho ko qatl hone diya, lekin ittihad nahi kiya. He allowed children to be killed and murdered and martyred. But he refused to give his hand to show that unity cannot happen between me and you. And yet today we want to unite. Tahirul Qadi wants to unite with the whole world. He wants to say that ab Yahudi bhi Musalman hai, Isai bhi ab Musalman hai, ye bhi Ahle Kitab mein se hai, ye bhi Ahle Kitab mein se hai. These are the fitnas that we are facing. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't regard the Yahudis and the Isai as kafir and mushrik. Allah regarded them as the Ahlul Kitab. This is what he says. This is what Tahirul Qadi says. Halaki the Quran has called the Isai as mushrikeen, and the Quran has called the Yahud as the kafirin, those who came and they rejected the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This unity, how can it happen when Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed the lives of women, he sacrificed the lives of children, he sacrificed his own life? All he had to do was give his hand in their hand. He could have said maslihat ke tahat haath de dete hain hum log, hikmat ke peshe nazar haath de do Yazid ke haath mein, baad mein jaake uske khilaaf inqilab barpa karenge. Ye nahi socha. He didn't think that. He showed to us that I am the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am the grandson, not anybody else. He is the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am showing you the path. And we just heard now that the Ahle Bayt are the kashti that will take us on the correct path. That kashti will take us to Jannah. He showed that this is that boat, this is that ship. And it is to ensure that you do not give your hand in the hand of wrong in unity. You ensure that you agree to disagree. Don't disagree to disagree and give your hand that, no, we don't disagree. Let's put our hand into each other's hands. You have to accept that we have differences and I cannot give my hand in your hand. We need to ensure that we protect our faith. Our iman is the most valuable thing we have. Everything in this world is all based on the way we die. It's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that innama al-ibratu bil khawatim, that everything on the day of judgment and in the akhirah is based on the way you die. In the way you die. People think that namaz is not necessary. Ma'adallah. Namaz is what builds a cage around your heart and ensures that that iman does not get out of your heart. Because remember, a man who doesn't perform his salah, his iman is not protected. Before he dies, his iman may leave and he'll die as a disbeliever. And therefore, it is extremely important that we spend our day and night in trying to protect our iman and building that cage around the heart by carrying out good actions, respecting your parents, giving gifts to your parents, bring a present for your parents, just make them happy. Ensure that the parents are happy. Ensure that you do good actions. Ensure your neighbors are happy. Ensure your cousins, your relatives, your family, everybody is happy, so that you are building that cage by these good actions. You build that cage around your heart that protects your iman inside it. And then when the time of death comes, your iman remains in your heart and you die with iman, then you have been successful. You are successful if you die with iman. But if you die without iman, then there is no success for you. There will be punishment in the grave. On the day of judgment, there will be punishment. There will be punishment in the fire of hell. Khulud, forever. Forever. And therefore, it is extremely important that in this life, we make use of our time to try and learn how to protect our faith, our iman, to carry out good deeds, to follow the way of the ulama who remained on the path of those who came before, so that in that manner we can follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.